I'm AmCham President Tara Joseph. Every year, AmCham Hong Kong makes a delegation visit to Beijing. We call it our Beijing door knock. And on this intensive two-day trip, we meet with officials from various government ministries, with some business and think tank leaders, in order to gain a better understanding of what's happening with U.S.-China relations and business all around it. As you can imagine, this was a banner year for a visit. President Trump had just been in Beijing, and China had also recently held its 19th Party Congress. So what did we learn from this trip? With me is AmCham board member Robert Greaves, head of communications firm Hamilton Associates, and Stephen Chan. He's head of regulatory and government affairs for Asia at State Street. It was a busy 2 days, wasn't it?
It was. Thank you, Tara. This was my first Beijing door knock, and I was surprised. I was very excited by the high level of access to Chinese organizations and decision makers. We also got to see Ambassador Branstad. And I was really struck by the fact that Chinese officials were very welcoming. They want to engage with their American counterparts over issues such as trade and investment. And despite the tensions over North Korea and open sea lanes through the South China Sea, I really got the sense that Chinese and American officials want to continue this dialogue on business and financial ties between the two countries.
The door really was open when we were there, Stephen. What were your key takeaways?
Yeah, so this is my third year doing this door knock, and I previously lived in China for several years. I think that there is definitely a shift in policy. I think in the past, we have seen the Chinese government tend to focus more on export and demand oriented. I think the shift now is looking more at the supply side structural reforms, things like, you know, how do they reduce excess industrial capacity, how do they decrease financial leveraging, etc. And then there's a sense from the financial services point of view, an increase in confidence from the central bank. I think the past few years with the RMB internationalization, there were a lot of uncertainty in terms of RMB as an international currency. Now, having those experiences under their belt, they're much more confident in managing foreign exchange and an international currency like the RMB.
And that increased confidence, was that in the words that were being used? How did you feel that confidence was different?
I think in both the words and also their outlook for next year in terms of their focus and policy initiatives. So things like strengthening monetary policy, but also focusing now on potential regulatory issues that address systemic risks. And this is a real shift from the central bank now to focus on those areas.
And I thought the Li Bo's candor about issues confronting the Chinese economy and the fact that China's economic mandarins don't have all the answers speaks to the confidence that you were just talking about.
Yeah, and it was interesting how cryptocurrencies came up in the discussion and also the addition of technology into the conversation about managing a central bank. And it makes you realize that central bankers around the world are actually thinking about very similar issues in those ways. So within all the other visits we had, anything really surprise you this time around?
Well, I have to say that I've heard and read about China's innovation and entrepreneurship. But when we met with Mobike, a bike rental company that's building an IoT platform on their bikes and is looking at driverless cars as the next phase, it really struck me that, yes, China is in a wave of entrepreneurial development and innovation, the likes of which that the average American can't really fathom until they come to Beijing.
No, I agree. I think in terms of the whole shared economy, you know, China is just going off a different plane, especially as illustrated by the Mobike. The other thing, you know, I travel to China regularly in this role, and I talk to government officials and regulators pre-MPC meetings or leading up to the MPC meeting. There was a sense of a lot of uncertainty leading up to it. Government officials, you know, weren't sure how this will pan out. I think it was a pleasant surprise in that we go there right after the MPC meeting, right after Trump's visit and Xi's speech. So there's a sense of relief and certainty. And the other thing that surprised me was that there's really no new radical policies, because I think what we always see coming out of these big events is that there's a new initiative, a new direction. And so there's a sense of a continuation of current reforms with some minor changes.
We've talked about a lot of positive things. We enjoyed visiting, etc., and we were made to feel very welcome. But we did see that there are still some challenges, and we did walk away with some concerns. I mean, for me, this Made in China 2025 initiative, which is really China's move to move up the value chain and acquire technology, trying to understand where U.S. firms fit into that in terms of data flows, in terms of technology transfer. I didn't hear anything about that or anything that made me feel more comfortable about it. And also the big one for the United States and U.S. companies is a level playing field and access to the massive Chinese market. That wasn't addressed at all to me in all of the meetings we have. I don't know how you guys feel about it.
No, I agree. And in my kind of area of expertise where I deal day in, day out, I think following up on your point on the level playing field is the regulatory challenges for American companies operating in China. I think it will continue to face, whether it's licensing, application, whether it's barriers to get into the marketplace, that will continue. And the other big area that have not been addressed, I think, is the era of cybersecurity. I think from a financial services perspective, that's a huge concern, a huge issue for American companies operating in China.
And also, to bring Hong Kong back into the picture, there was complete lack of clarity around the Greater Bay Area, how the Chinese, the mainland officials see Hong Kong in that construct, and also how Belt and Road fits in with Greater Bay Area and just what's going on with Belt and Road. We had no clarity. So those were two areas that struck me. In addition, there's a lack of clarity around American policy and how the American government at all levels is engaging or wants to engage with China going forward.
So these are actually some pretty big holes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one visit will not solve them. But I think on subsequent visits, the delegation should look into these things.
Thanks for coming on the Door Knock, and thanks for sharing your views, Stephen Chan, Robert Greaves.
Thank you.
As always, great to have you at the Chamber.